AT Safety's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you'll be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA Field Councils, and HE Safety Consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on the show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Preparedness with your host, Megan Bob and Howard.
Welcome to another edition of Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. Recently, we were at Tucson, Arizona for the first annual Survivalist Expo in Tucson. You know what? It was a great turnout, even though it was raining out. We're in the middle of monsoon season out here, so we get the rain a lot. But we still had people show up, and it was a great time. Kudos, we've got to go out to the organizer, Lance Baker, and his crew. I mean, it was a well-rounded event. I mean, you had self-defense experts, preparedness experts, general merchandise experts, animal husbandry, land management, land sellers, solar power. You had everybody. You even had the speaking venues going on. It was amazing to be out there and see all the listeners for Common Sense Preparedness. I don't know how many times I would stop and I came up to the booth talking about how good the show was. So I really appreciate all that was out there and all that came and visited us. and your notes were taken down. I guarantee you that we will be making some changes here. One of the things I will do when we're out in the public, when we're talking with people, first question I will always have is, how do you like the show, and what can I change of it? I need my feedback. I need my listeners' feedback. And they are taken, and they're written down, and we try and act on what we can. Now, all of them we can't act on, like the one guy who came up and talking about the end of the world coming tomorrow. Well, sorry, it's not happening, but we're not going to go there neither with that. The one thing that did come out of the expo that I thought was a real good thing is the announcement that the Survivalist Expo will be coming back to Mesa, Arizona, Falcon Field, on October 6th and 7th. And Common Sense Preparedness has already been invited to be a guest speaker and have a booth there. So go ahead and jot that down for future use, October 6th and 7th, mark your calendars, and come on out and enjoy the show. This time it's going to be a two-day show instead of a one-day show. I think that was the biggest complaint they had of the last show up in Falcon Field. It was only a one-day event. Well, now it's going to be a two-day event. So come on out and enjoy us, and come see us at Common Sense Preparedness booth. We will also be at the 2012 Survival Expo in Las Vegas on August 31st and September 2nd. We'll be a guest speaker on September 2nd. We'll be closing out the event at that point. So come on out, and I don't think we'll have a booth on that expo, but we will be in the area. So look for anyone with a Common Sense Preparedness t-shirt on, and you'll have somebody with the show. One of the things I wanted to say and give a well-rounded thank you for all my listeners is Common Sense Preparedness is a radio endeavor that we put together to save lives. We didn't know how far it was going to go or how well it was going to be received, but our numbers are coming in finally, and we are becoming one of the top-rated preparedness shows on the Internet. We're having all kinds of people come up and talk to us, listeners, followers, managers, marketers, people who want to get involved with us. And I want to say thank you to everybody out there for making us one of the top-rated preparedness shows. We will continue to do what we're doing and not get into the doom and gloom scenarios or the conspiracy theories or tell you who to vote for, because none of that really matters when it comes down to preparedness. We're going to tell you why you should prepare, how to shut off your utilities, how to make a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan. We will stick to what is true and verifiable. And you'll notice on our website, anytime we send out an alert, it's not to promote fear or anything like that. It's to say, hey, possibility here, maybe we should be prepared this way for it. You know, what does our levels, preparedness levels look like? What does our supplies look like? Maybe it's time to fill up the car with gas in case something should happen. So we will always be there to prepare you to save lives. Now, the only question and the only request I have of my listeners is one request. Well, two requests, actually. The first one, whatever information you receive, everything on the website is free. So by all means, copy it, paste it, send it out. Share the information. It's going to save lives. You might not be able to save a life, but someone you pass it on to will save a life. My whole focus on the show is to save lives. I'm so tired of going to these disasters and watching the body count rise, all due to lack of knowledge. The family of five in Kentucky, they were in the safest spot they could have been. They ran into a mobile home that killed them. Had they had the knowledge that mobile homes and tornadoes don't go in the same sentence, maybe they'd be alive today. So, whatever information you receive on our website, it's free of charge, no copyrights. I find it a privilege when they copy my name or my articles. Pass the word around and save lives. That's what it's all about. Now, one of the reasons, and the second reason, go to our sponsors. Our sponsors on our website are proving themselves to me to be reliable and honest. I go through an interview process with everybody, and I won't allow sponsors, I won't allow anyone just to sponsor us. They have to be trustworthy. They have to be eligible to be on our website. I can't bring to you somebody that's not eligible. Example, Sears. Sears was not trustworthy. They'll get you your product, but after they double charge you and stuff like that, I won't let them advertise on our website, not even through their affiliation program. So we do monitor who our advertisers and who our sponsors are. So by all means, show them some love. They're the ones that keep us free. I'm not going to sell you anything. They will. So you have to go with them. And in the future, what we're looking at is possibly creating a common sense preparedness marketplace. I'm not going to get involved with all the money exchanges. What I want to do, my goal and my idea is, and we're still working on it, is to put together a marketplace to where, hey, you want that lantern, this is where you can get it at. You know, it's a reference marketplace, not a cash. Research everything before you believe anything. I'll say it again. Research everything before you believe anything. Research the quality of the story, their resources, where their links are, what they're talking about. Because honestly, are we in financial crisis? Yes. Are we in financial collapse? I don't think so. But that's my opinion. You know, I've still got a job, and I know a lot of people still got jobs. I know a lot of people don't have jobs. But it's just a sign of the times. We're in a depression, yes, but we're not in a collapse. But it makes a lot of headlines, and people get to go to their websites and all that kind of stuff to say, hey, we're in a financial collapse or impending financial collapse. Watch the keywords. You know, everyone talks about, well, the government's watching us because of keywords. You know, keywords are, that's true, keywords are there. Well, keywords also make you open up a webpage. Keywords also get your curiosity going. Pending financial collapse, or impending financial collapse. I want to think about this. I want to know what you know. Or, how about if I said, financial devastation, or preppers. You know, they're key words that catch our eye and make us want to go to. Research everything before you believe anything. Now, my mom used to tell me, when I was a little tyke, many, many moons ago, I won't tell you how many moons ago, but many moons ago, my mom used to tell me, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you read or see. And what she was saying basically was, you can't take everything as you see it or you hear it. You've got to think about this. You've got to research. Two or three or four reliable resources you do your research on, and I guarantee you, out of all three or four of them, the truth is in the middle. None of them are telling you the truth. A good example, the Milwaukee shooting the other day. First thing they came out was, there's four gunmen. Well, the same site we're talking about, they were the ones promoting four gunmen. And everybody came to me, hey, Tim, why are you saying unreliable sources? That's not unreliable, they're reliable. No, they're not. They weren't there, were they? Did they have people on the ground? No, they didn't. Even those news media outlets that did have people on the ground, we're still getting the story wrong. So I took what I could get confirmed from government and non-government agencies and said, hey, look, it looks like this, but the truth's somewhere else. Take a look at it yourself and you make your own decision. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'm going to tell you, hey, we've had 30 earthquakes in L.A. Maybe it's a precursor or it's the aftershock. I don't know. I'm not a future teller. And I'll never be a future teller. But I can tell you what. Maybe it's time to put the gas in our car. Maybe it's time to make sure everything's bolted to the walls. Because we never know what's going to happen here. Be prepared for it. The whole message is preparedness. So back onto the point was, your truth information, your true information, a true story is somewhere in the middle. LA Times reports, Mr. A sold $100,000 worth of gold, and the New York Times is saying Mr. A sold only $50,000 worth of gold. Well, I bet you he sold about $75,000. That's probably what the truth is. So take your resources and don't believe me. Don't believe Common Sense Preparedness. You'll notice any email alert we send out, we also send out links. Here's where we did our research at. Now you follow it up. Here's our source file. Here's everything. And we even give you the source file. This is what we read, and this is what we think. Now, you tell me what you think. And by all means, comment on any of the articles you ever should see. Don't take our information as a panic button, because it's not. It's going to tell you, hey, maybe we should be prepared. This is how we should prepare for this incident. So, research everything, because you'll be surprised who the real experts out there are and who are not experts, who has no experience. We'll be right back after a few messages from our sponsors to Common Sense Preparedness. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDV.com. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from three great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
Are you prepared for a natural or man-made disaster? Learn how to survive and prepare by attending the 2012 Survival Expo Gun Show and Preparedness Event August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Come meet the crew of the popular TV show Sons of Guns and take part in the RJF Experience Zombie Apocalypse, where you and your friends will have a chance to shoot the new RJF Airsoft replica. Tickets are available at 2012survivalexpo.com or call 888-944-2012. That's 888-944-2012. The 2012 Survival Expo August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Make your plans now before it's too late.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDV.com.
You know, lately, you've been watching our website at CSPDV.com. You'll notice we've been having a lot of environmental events or environmental alerts go out in regards to nuclear power plants. Well, what seems to be happening lately is the age of our nuclear power plants is starting to show, they're starting to show their age. We're in a financial crisis right now. Everybody is. Budgets are getting tight. Budgets are getting eliminated. And if you run a nuclear power plant, one of the first places you're going to cut your budget is maintenance. It always happens that way. Maintenance always gets the short end of the stick. It's not really needed. It's not broken. Da da da. But as they do shortcuts on this kind of stuff, and this is probably where the shortcuts develop, that puts us at higher risk of something happening. So,
with the aged nuclear power plants, we could be looking at a problem. We could be looking at an accidental release of nuclear fission or radiation, whatever. So, with this all going on and all boiling up to a point, what I'm seeing is we need to be prepared for a nuclear event. It doesn't have to be a dirty bomb. It doesn't have to be a nuclear missile. It can be just a broken down nuclear power plant. And some of the things we want to look at for a nuclear event is iodine radiation pills. Do we have a supply of them? What's an alternative to that would be seaweed. Seaweed is enriched in iodine. Decontamination procedures. How would you decontaminate a person coming in from outside the environment? Now, if we have a nuclear environment, let's say it was a meltdown or an explosion, that's going to release alpha, beta, and gamma particles, not to mention X-ray particles. X-rays go through you. You don't see them. There's nothing you can do about it. Gamma particles, same thing. Alpha and beta are flake-like items that will gather on your clothing and cause you more problems when you inhale it. So what should be some of the decontamination procedures? Well, if you're outside in the environment, you come in, you want to take off all your clothing. Then you want to shower. Then you want to enter your shelter. And then you also want to be monitored for radiation levels. How many rads did you get that day? Now, there is a chart on CSPDB.com that will give you what's the healthy rad levels and all that stuff. So you want to have some type of decontamination procedures in your emergency plans in case we go into a nuclear environment. And also, shelter-in-place protocols. If you have a nuclear environment, shelter-in-place is a totally different idea. You've got to do radiation counts. You've got to monitor the levels. Monitor the levels of people coming in, people going. Keep a track of them. Chart that. What happens if someone gets sick? How are you going to take care of them? What kind of supplies you have on hand? Now, if you get supplies from outside after an event, you're going to have to decontaminate that or check its rad levels. If you want more information on any of this for nuclear events, follow us at CSPDB.com. That stands for Common Sense Preparedness Digital Broadcasting.com. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. Now here's the new song from Matt Fitzgibbons from his newest album called Entitled.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain's coming, the rain. A storm on you when the sun beats down and it bakes the ground and you watch the rich land die. Such a vicious drought, even hope's in doubt, but there are no clouds in the sky. But you know the rain's coming, the rain. All your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When you feel the first drop fall, when it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you hear the thunder roll, the lightning's begun, and the flood will soon come to wash out the things that remain. Thank you. that brings the storm on you. The rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings the storm on you. Yeah, yeah. The rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings the storm on you. Because the rain.
I want to take a minute and let you guys know that Common Sense Preparedness, Tim Howard, will be and communities be safer and healthier.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper. Have you ever wanted to make sure you had the right news? You want to avoid all that hassle of going through fluff piece after fluff piece and politician talking about another politician? Well, you can. Visit Prepper Podcast Radio Network News, PPRNnews.com. We're the number one site for preppers to get their news. You want to know about the tyranny going on in the world? PPRNnews.com. You want to know about disaster? PPRNnews.com. From disaster, finance, extreme weather, tyranny, the unrest in the Middle East, in America, in Asia. We are the number one source that people come to get the news that matters most to preppers. The Prepper Podcast Radio Network News. Visit us today, put us on your favorite, and visit us often. I guarantee you will not be sorry.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Are you prepared for a natural or man-made disaster? Learn how to survive and prepare by attending the 2012 Survival Expo Gun Show and Preparedness Event August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Come meet the crew of the popular TV show Sons of Guns and take part in the RJF Experience Zombie Apocalypse, where you and your friends will have a chance to shoot the new RJF Airsoft replica. Tickets are available at 2012survivalexpo.com or call 888-944-2012. That's 888-944-2012. The 2012 Survival Expo, August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Make your plans now before it's too late.
Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com. Hey, another item I want to bring up is we seem to be having a rash of foodborne diseases and outbreaks going on right now. Cantaloupe again, listeria, salmonella. Being transmitted salmonella from touching pet turtles at petting zoos. The idea here with foodborne diseases and what we're going to be facing is wash your food. Now, especially your raw vegetables and stuff like that, understand it this way. You have to wash your food thoroughly before consumption. Have you ever gone past a farm and you see all the migrant workers out there? Can anyone tell me where the toilet is? You know, it's out in the field, so guess what you're going to be eating? You want to wash your food as much as possible. Cook your food if you have to. Vegetables can be cooked, steamed, and all that stuff. It kills all that bacteria. But when you do get that bacteria in you, you know, you go to a restaurant, and you ate some of the cantaloupe, and da-da-da, you got
identify, hey, I ate this, I've eaten this much in the last few days. There's been people who've gone to parties where people brought out their home canned food and gave them botulism. You know, this stuff can be deadly. People die from this stuff. You don't want to be one of those that die. So you want to prepare what's going on, be aware of what's going on. If you're eating outside and you're not preparing the food, you want to keep a tally in your head of what you've eaten and let someone know. If you become sick, they'll be able to tell the doctor, hey, look, they've had this, this, and this. If they don't know that you got, let's say, listeria, 10 days into it, you will be dead. But if they know you got listeria, they can start treating it right away. And with early treatment, better chance of survival on most of that stuff. Salmonella, listeria, and stuff like that. Also, if you have a compromised immune system, you know, you get a bad kidney or a bad heart, you're going to be more at risk for this. So you want to be very careful where you eat. And if you're preparing food for yourself, you want to cook it to over 140 degrees at all times. If you're going to put it in the freezer or refrigerator, it's got to be below 40 degrees. If those temperatures change, like during a power outage and you can't keep your refrigerator 40 degrees, throw the food away. Don't take a chance. It's not worth the risk. So, we're having a lot of foodborne outbreaks right now, especially cantaloupe. I think that's the newest one. And if you remember last year, cantaloupe killed quite a few people. I think it was 41. Don't quote me on the numbers, but it comes back every year. Right now, they're coming out with new updates. More and more states are getting involved with this cantaloupe outbreak. So you want to be cautious. Don't eat cantaloupe. I tell my family, you know, we have an outbreak of cantaloupes, no cantaloupes. So when we go to restaurants, we don't touch cantaloupes. Or lettuce. That was another one that just came out. Lettuce. Don't touch the lettuce. So you got to be prepared. You got to be knowledgeable of what's going on, what's the recent outbreaks, and try and stay away from them. You know, I want to bring your attention to something that's been happening. It's sad that it's happening, but it is part of life. The active shooters. For some reason, people are going a little bit more nuts nowadays, and they're going out and shooting up people and shooting up places. If you're ever put in one of those situations, what do? You need to pre-plan and always keep in mind, we call it situational awareness, of what would happen. What if? What would happen if, you know, somebody came in that back door and started shooting up this place? Where am I going? What's my exit? Who do I have responsibilities for? What would be a best secure area? If you have an active shooter, don't approach. Not unless you're carrying a weapon. And if you're carrying a weapon, you know how to handle that weapon, and you know where to approach from. If you do not have a weapon on you, you want to not approach them. You want to secure yourself fast as possible. Whether that's in a closet, a classroom, or a bathroom. You want to be able to secure yourself and lock the doors so no one can get in there. When police do enter, they will identify themselves as police officers, and that's when you can identify yourself. Until then, do not. Also, if you are wounded, don't panic. Don't scream out. Some of these cases where a person has screamed out, they get a second shot, a second bullet, and that was the fatal shot. So don't scream out. Try and hold back as much as possible. Now, I know it's hard to, but those in combat have been able to train themselves. You're going to have to train yourself. So you want to survive the situation. I know it's horrible. You're going to see death and destruction all over the place, but you have to be prepared for that. When you enter an area, enter a room or a movie theater or a classroom, what if something happens? Where am I going? It always changes, so you have to continue to play that game. What if, you know, we're in a mall? Well, in a mall, what if something happens? I know where I can go. Now that I went into Sears or somewhere like that, what if? Because the environment's changed. You've got to change your attitude and your thoughts. Look around. Look for your nearest exits. Always know where a fire extinguisher is, a first aid kit, an AED. Now, during these incidents, you keep a cool head about yourself, know what's going on, pre-plan of what's going to happen and where you're going to go, and you will make it out alive. Most people make it out alive.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN TV, Rock Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdv.com. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hatteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper, telling you about the Covert Prepper Show. If you want to learn how to hide your food, your weapons, your water, your dear-needed medical supplies, then tune in onto Blog Talk Radio. Look for Prepper Podcast Radio Network. Look for the Covert Prepper. I'm there 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday nights, where you can listen to me tell you how I figured out how I can hide my stuff. I share this with you. And I'm also undergoing a series called 300 Days to Doomsday. This is where I get people ready to, well, be ready for a doomsday. That doomsday could be the end of the world, or it could be simply as, well, you lose your job. Or even worse than that, you lose your number one provider, your spouse. So listen in and visit www.thecovertprepper.com today.
I want to take a minute and let you guys know that Common Sense Preparedness, Tim Howard, will be speaking at the 2012 Survival Expo in Las Vegas on August 31st to September 2nd. We will be closing out the event as a speaking engagement. We will be there on Sunday, September 2nd. We will also be in Indianapolis, Lexington, Kentucky, and Detroit, Michigan in the coming weeks of September.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Are you prepared for a natural or man-made disaster? Learn how to survive and prepare by attending the 2012 Survival Expo Gun Show and Preparedness Event August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Come meet the crew of the popular TV show Sons of Guns and take part in the RJF Experience Zombie Apocalypse, where you and your friends will have a chance to shoot the new RJF Airsoft replica. Tickets are available at 2012survivalexpo.com or call 888-944-2012. That's 888-944-2012. The 2012 Survival Expo, August 31st through September 2nd at Cashman Center. Make your plans now before it's too late.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdv.com.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at cspdv.com.
If you've been following Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com on Twitter or on Facebook and Google+, you'll notice there's a lot of medical alerts going out there. And basically, flu season's hitting us early this year. We have some other outbreaks like hantavirus and stuff like that. This whole thing comes down to is this, preparedness. Don't touch rats, don't touch rodents or animals that you don't know of with your bare hands. Always wear gloves. If you have to be in their environment, like their nest area, you want to wear a mask. You want to clean that place up with a 10% bleach solution. As for the common cold and the regular flu, you want to get some rubber gloves so you can treat your family members, some N95 mask, and have a lot of liquids involved here. Most of these medical alerts, most of these flu-like symptoms, the killer here is high temperatures. So you want to pump them with full of fluid, and you want to make sure they keep cool. The extreme case, I know with last time we had H1N1, the extreme case was throwing them in a tub of ice to cool the body core down. See, if you remember, we live within 10 degrees. 94 degrees, our brain starts to freeze, and at 104 degrees, our brain starts to boil. So we have to keep it within those 10 degrees. If we start getting temperatures, body core temperatures of 104, you want to cool down right away or get to the hospital. Because once you boil the brain, you will cause brain damage. Also, with high temperatures, you might have other problems like kidney failure. So you want to keep involved with your doctor and, you know, monitor that situation. Now, I'm not talking about taking the flu shots. Now, that's totally up to you guys. It's a personal decision. I know for myself, when I take the flu shot, I get sick. So I don't take the flu shot no more. That is a personal decision. I am not recommending it. I am not unrecommending it. But it is an availability out there for you.
Thank you for tuning in to HE Safety's Common Sense Preparedness and American Readiness Program. You may be found at the web at csp.hesafety.org. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to HE Safety's Common Sense Preparedness.
Is using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, me, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. Teach your lessons to your daughters and sons. To fear the government, to fear your guns. Now the new world order through, well, they're making their demands. Don't feel safe if you are wrong, you say gun control is using both hands.
is using both hands.